Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the Deep South. Go ahead and Tivo them, text them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're coming to them live. An awesome show on today. We expect God to move in a mighty way. So get ready, amen. Rest in your seat, but get ready for God to move. I hope you brought your level of expectation on today. You know, sometimes you come and you say, well, okay, this is just her preaching. No, it's the word of the Lord that's coming through the airways, the highways and the byways. Glory to God. It's supposed to bring change to your life. So when you come, expect a great move of God. That's what I do. When I always go to someone, you know, go to church, and when you be in the presence of other saints, amen, glory to God, then you expect God to move. If you don't bring your level of expectation, then guess what? You don't get nothing. You know, it's just like, okay, if you go to the store, I'm going at some milk, you know, but if you don't take no money, glory to God, amen, and you don't purchase it, then you won't get any. You'll walk out empty-handed. So, amen, you don't want to go out empty-handed. You want the word of God to come on the inside of you and do a work. You want the word of God to come on in and change your life. So come on, amen, in. And I hope you brought your level of expectation on today. Glory to God. Now, first of all, we have a few announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our apostle. We thank God that we have a pastor also, Pastor Joseph Rouse, none other like him. Glory to God. Very unique. Glory to God. An awesome man and woman of God who teaches and preaches and prays the word of God. So we thank God, amen, for them, our leaders. Amen. And we want to encourage you that they do counseling, they do mentoring, they whatever your need may be. Life coach, if you want to get to that next level and you're stagnated, I'm sure they can move that mountain for you. Glory to God, because they are the mountain movers. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can, you know, help you to get to that next level that you need to go to. You know, you don't want to stay the same year after year just doing the same old, just going through the routine. Say, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you. But, you know, you're just still in that same old place. You know, whenever you say, Lord, I love you and I want more of you, then that's the time when God began to elevate you and he began to hook you up with them that you need to be hooked up with and tied up with so they can help you to get to that next place. So if you want to get to that next place that God is calling you to, I encourage you, hit them up on Facebook, glory to God, inbox them and let them know that you want to become a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And in becoming a part of the ministry, I encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, it's only $25 or more. You know, come on, that ain't a lot of money. $25 don't go too far nowadays. But, you know, it's awesome that, you know, you can get something. Amen. You be getting the word of God. And in partnering with us, and, you know, when you come in and you pay your $25, amen, faithfully every month, glory to God, you will get Moments in the Spirit done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's an awesome two-minute clip that jump starts your Monday. You can get it through email. You can get it by text. You can get it, amen, however you want to receive it. Amen. We're going to let you have choices on this thing. So I encourage you to come on in and get in on the ground floor and let God be God in your life. And also, after you get Moments in the Spirit, you'll get something, amen, amen, that we call Midweek Manna also. Midweek Manna is done by Sister Sheila Leverett. I'm sorry, take that back. Minister Sheila Leverett, an awesome woman of God, amen. She break it down just right. Glory to God. She'll read your scripture, and then she'll tell you this, the meaning to everything that she have just read. Glory to God. When you leave it, you won't be confused. I guarantee you, glory to God. It will give you, amen, the power to want more. That's what it gives you. It gives you the power to want even the more. So I encourage you to come on in and get in. And on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, they come on, amen, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, glory to God. They come on Tuesday night, an awesome show, awesome show. It comes on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a show that you don't want to miss. The Word of God is being taught. The Word of God is being prayed. The Word of God, amen, comes forth with power and clarity and dominion over the airwaves. Anything that's wrong going on in the airwaves, it has to move whenever they come on, amen, and get to preaching and teaching, amen, and prophesying the Word of God. So don't forget, mark your calendars to all this. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Wow Worldwide Radio. Faith Come by Hearing with none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, who does an awesome job in praying, an awesome job in preaching, an awesome, awesome woman of God. Amen. Who can just break it down just right. Amen. She don't sugarcoat nothing, I'm telling you now. So when you come to her show, expect to get the real deal. That's what I'm talking about, to be prayed, amen, out, glory to God. And all the lines stay open for, you know, for prayer, your prayer request. If you have a prayer request, you can press the 1, amen, and we'll bring you in so you can get your prayer needs met. Amen. You know, the line, it holds up to 50 people. So you can't say, I can't get my prayer in. You know, you can come on in, amen, and get your prayer need met. All the lines are open for prayer. All are open except Minister Elaine Jackson. That's okay. Glory to God. Amen. She still can contact you and pray with you. All you got to do is inbox her, and she will get back with you and pray with you. So there's no excuse for saying, you know, well, I'm going to call you later, and then I want you to pray for me. Now, you don't have to tell us who you are, but just tell us where you're calling from, because we just like to know what part of the world that we're reaching, you know, the gospel is spreading to. That's the thing. Amen. You don't have to say your age. You don't have to tell your the telephone number. None of that. None of that. Just tell us where you're calling from and tell us your prayer request. So I encourage you to come on, amen, and see what God wants to do in your life and hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants you and how he wants you to move, amen, and flow in this season. And then if you move on down, amen, on Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I am the first hour of power of Prophetic Corner Ministries. So I encourage you, amen, to go ahead and text a neighbor and let them know we live on the air, and it is going down. Amen, glory to God, it's going down. So go ahead and text them and let them know that we got a word from the Lord on today, glory to God, an awesome word from the Lord. And the show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, mark your calendars, amen, for all the events that I just told you about. And then, amen, it don't stop there. It moves right on. Amen. We have the next hour of power. We have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. She will be coming up next. It's an awesome, awesome show. I encourage you to hear what the Lord is placing on her life and hear placing on her heart and hear the testimonies after testimonies of the things that she has been through. Glory to God. You know, he said we overcome by a testimony. So, if, you know, if somebody don't tell it, amen, you don't know. You'll think, well, they just talking. You know, if you ain't never been through nothing, amen, you don't have nothing to testify to. But she can testify, amen, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and listen to her show. You'll have a little break after my show, and then, you know, hers come on at 6:30. So just take a breathe and breathe, glory to God. Just breathe, and then you can go on over and listen to her show. We're all under the umbrella of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, glory to God. And I want to encourage you, amen. You're in a season of giving, amen. You know, pretty soon, you know, you can expect your overflow. If you've been giving, amen's heart, amen, you've been giving from your heart and not giving grudgingly, you know. Yeah, I always used to say, well, why do you always say, you know, well, he'll take it from a grouch, you know, he will. He ain't going to say, well, no, you don't have to give that because you don't want to give it. He ain't going to say it. They're going to go ahead and take it, like I always say. You know, I know they say we always talk about money and all. We don't always talk about money, glory to God. But, you know, if you look back, there's two things, basically, that people need. It's the healing or you need finances, glory to God. And sometimes all the other stuff, you know, it'll fall in place. But that's mostly what I see people, you know, come to me, what they need is healing, amen, and they need finances. That's what they be asking for. So in order to do that, then you want your cup to run over, then you got to run over, amen, and pay, amen. You got to help, glory to God. You got to give God something to work with. He can't work with nothing. If you don't give him nothing, he ain't got nothing to work with. This is if you don't send prayers up. He said prayers goes up. What comes down? Blessings. Come on, saints. Y'all know the word. Come on. Glory to God. So that's it. That's anything else. Glory to God. If you want money, then you got to learn how to seed and give. Glory to God. Amen. You don't just do it one time. You continue to give. You know, yeah it's okay. I gave last month. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's true. You did. But then we had a whole new month, and we're getting ready to go in a whole other month. So you want it to continue to flow. Don't back your flow up. You know, you don't want nothing to stop your flow. Glory to God. So keep all those announcements in mind, and we're going to go ahead. Amen. Nobody's pressed the one here yet, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you on this glorious day that you made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you're in control and you're in charge, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all those that are listening on the airwaves on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, as the word go forth, Lord, let them hear and have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now that you bring healing, God, to those that need a healing in their body, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And those, Lord, that need shaking it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to come forth and do your will, oh God. Father God, every, Lord God, one that's stagnated, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's saying, you know, just wait, I'm coming, Lord God, move them and let them get there quick in a hurry, quick in that spirit, and let them know, Lord God, that now it's time. It's time out for praying. It's time to come on forth, Lord God, and get in that place and begin to serve you. It's time to come on and get in that place and begin, Lord God, oh my God, to walk in righteousness. You can't have one foot hanging out, oh my God, of the wagon and one in, hallelujah. You got to put both feet in, hallelujah, in order to get wet, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost Spirit. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time, hallelujah. You know, I say this all the time, amen. You know, and you know, it is time. You know, you're saying you're waiting, you know. I'm waiting, I ain't ready yet, because I don't want to drop, amen, this that I'm doing over here. And I don't want to drop this that I'm doing over there, hallelujah. Well, you got your straddling the fence, glory to God, hallelujah. They said, who told you you could straddle a fence? Nobody told you you could straddle a fence. It's just that that's what you're calling it, because that's what you want to do. Now, you got to choose, hallelujah. We're in a season where we need to choose whom we're going to serve. I don't care who it has to cut off. I don't care whom you have to lose communication with. It don't matter. Cut them on off, glory to God, because God want to use you. Don't you want God to use you? You don't want to wait, amen. And then when the rapture comes, then you say, hold up, wait a minute. Ain't no hold up, wait a minute then, glory to God. No, ain't no hold up, wait a minute then. Glory to God, because you have time at the time. You know, they always used to say this is a dressing up room down here. Glory to God. So you got to dress it up. And it's strange how you can fix up your body. You can do this and you can do that. You know, they got everything now. You can make everything fall in place and you can poke everything up and pull everything up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is a dressing up room down here. So it's something how we put God off. You know, we'll go, you buy clothes, and we'll dress it up, make it look good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you want to look your best. Glory to God. Always look your best. Glory to God. But ain't it something? How only we want to go buy clothes to make this outside vessel look good. But on the inside, we're tore up from the floor up. We ain't even, you know, we ain't walking in Christ the way we should be. We ain't giving God his glory. We ain't giving God everything that we should give him. Glory to God. So you're in a season now. We're in a season of giving. We're in a season of getting it right with God. And that song they used to sing, that Lord brought it back to my remembrance. Get right with God and do it now. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into our message. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be coming from 1 Kings chapter 18. My God, you can go ahead and turn. Amen. We're going to tell the story a little bit, and then we're going to read some. The chapter's kind of lengthy, so, you know, I decided to tell the story. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I'm going to title this message, The Rain Is Coming. Don't you want your rain to come? Glory to God. How long you been waiting on your rain? Glory to God. Well, let's see what happened here in chapter 18. It was about 3 years, amen, you know, and it didn't rain. It did not rain. It didn't rain. There was a famine in the earth. It was about 3 years. So finally God told Elijah, you remember Ahab and old Jezebel, you know, amen, she was had a controlling spirit, glory to God. But we're going to read here, amen, of what happened, amen, during this time. And God told Elijah, said, okay, now, you know, it been famine in 3 years, so go and show yourself, amen, go show yourself to Ahab. Go show yourself unto Ahab. Amen. The famine was in Samaria. And so he called, Ahab called his governor, Obadiah, and he told the governor, you know what, amen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead, amen, you know, and we're going to divide, amen, we're going to divide the country. We're going to divide, amen, the country. You're going to go in one part and I'm going to go in the other. And what he was trying to do at that point right there, he was trying to find some food for his cattle, his sheep, his horses, and all. He was trying to find some water, but it wasn't done because it hadn't rained in 3 years. They had a famine in the land, so there wasn't no rain. Glory to God. But you know, Obadiah, he loved the Lord now. He was working for Ahab, but he loved the Lord. He said, I love the Lord and since I was a boy. He loved the Lord. But you know, understand, you know, you can't serve two masters. But you know what? He did a good thing, you know. He hid the real prophets. Amen. He hid the real prophets in a cave. He hid 50 in one and 50 in the other one. And so Elijah told him, he said, okay, here's what I need you, you know, let's back it up just a little bit. So he divided all them and he put 50 in one cave and 50 in the other cave, glory to God, because he did love the Lord. But it's something to look who he was working for, somebody that didn't care nothing about the Lord. He was working for Buddha, you know, and all them, glory to God. He was working for them. Ain't there something? He was working for somebody that didn't even care nothing about the Lord. Glory to God. But you know what they did? Amen. They killed. They killed those prophets. They killed God's real prophets. They killed all of them but Elijah. But there was a reason that Elijah stayed alive. Glory to God. Because God's going to show him how it works. You think you can kill my people? Amen. And get away with it. Hold up. That's why that family was in that land. Ain't it something? Amen. How you come against God's people? Glory to God. You have to be careful about coming against God's people. Don't come against someone. You say, well, you know what? They can't preach. They can't teach. They can't prophesy. They can't do nothing. But let me tell you something. Glory to God. It said in my Bible, amen, be careful. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Even those, amen, I read in the scripture, hallelujah, even those who say that they're anointed by God, be careful how you put your mouth on them, because you don't know, because you're cursing yourself. Glory to God. And after all that, and they had them divided, amen, the land, he was going one way, Obadiah was going one way, and Ahab was going in the other direction. They were going to try to find some water and find some food for the horses and the cattle and the sheep. At least he said we can keep them alive. Glory to God. So, you know, they hadn't had no food, no rain, because they didn't have no water to make nothing grow. So they didn't have nothing. My God, my God. And so Obadiah went, amen, as on his way, as he was going on his way, and he met Elijah. What you say? He said, hold up. And when he met him, he bowed down. Now, don't you know a real amen? If you really, really, truly know God and you know who he is, amen, you're going to know the anointing. You're going to know somebody who's a real prophet. You're going to know the fake one. You're going to know him, glory to God. And see, since he loved the Lord like that, when he walked up on Elijah, he said, hold up. He said, don't I know you? Aren't you Elijah the prophet? And he said, yes, I am. Glory to God. He said, yes, I am. Glory to God. I am Elijah the prophet. And he said, oh, my God. He just bowed down, amen. And Elijah told him, he said, you know, here's what I need you to do something, amen, glory to God. I need you to go and tell Ahab that I am here. to come and meet me. He said, wait a minute, hold up, now hold up, wait a minute. Now hold up, you know, what did I do to deserve this? He said, you remember, amen, I love the Lord. I hid those promises in those caves, amen, I hid them. What do I do to deserve this? He said, I didn't do nothing to deserve this. I love him. I didn't do a thing. Glory to God. He told him, he said, you know, just go tell him. Glory to God. He said, now, if I go and tell Ahab that you are here, you know, and they've been looking for you, amen, and everywhere, all across the country, and if I go and tell him that you're here, amen, he might kill me. You know what he did, amen, when he was looking for you, he said when he was looking for you, he had to make them swear that you were not in that country when he was looking for you. Glory to God. He said, now you want me to go tell him? Oh, come on. You know, glory to God. We're paraphrasing. Glory to God. Now you want me to go tell him? Now he's going to kill me. Glory to God. He said, no, go ahead. Go on and tell him. Go tell him. You're going to be all right. You're going to be fine. But go tell Ahab that I am here. Glory to God. Amen. And you know what? He did. He went and told him, amen, that he is here. He was here. Glory to God. Let's move on down, amen, just a little bit further. I'm going to read a little bit, and I'm going to tell a story a little bit. I want to start at verse 11. And now that God saith, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find me, he shall slay me. But I, thou servant, fear the Lord from thou my youth. So he was telling him, when I go over there and tell him, then supposing the Spirit of the Lord come and take you somewhere else, then what am I to do? You know, if he come and he don't find you, then he going to kill me. Glory to God. Let's move on down, 13. Was it not told, my Lord, that I did when Jezebel slew the prophets? Now, see, he's still talking about, you know, he put them in a cave, and he hid them from her. You know, he hid them from them to keep them from killing them. And that's what he was saying. You know, I, what's going on? You know, I just don't know about this. Amen. But Elijah told you're going to be all right. Go ahead. Go tell it. Okay, so we're going to move on down, amen, to amen. We're going to move on down. Let's move down to 13. I'm going to read some. I'm going to tell you some stories, and then we're going to just take it like that. Why is it not told, my Lord, that I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. Move on down to 15. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He was saying, I don't care. It don't matter. Go tell him, because I ain't scared of him. Yeah, he may have been there, but go tell him. I ain't scared. Go tell him. Go tell him. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. 17, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubled Israel? He said, ain't you that troublemaker? Aren't you that Christian troublemaker, glory to God? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. In other words, he was not following God. He was following his own God. So that's what he was telling him. He said, I ain't no troublemaker. You the troublemaker because you've been following the wrong one. Glory to God. Ain't that something? He said, I am not a troublemaker. You've been following the wrong one. Glory to God. Let's move on down. And now, therefore, send and gather. Amen. Glory to God. Send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. He said, now, y'all have killed all the prophets. You know, go get all Jezebel prophets. He said, go get them and bring them on and bring them here. Glory to God. Amen. He told them, go get them and bring them. Glory to God. You know, he wanted them to see what God was about to do because the rain was coming. Glory to God. He said, go get them and come on in. Amen. And you know, you can't be between two opinions. You know, you're going to have to understand. You're going to have to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Who are you going to serve? You know, sometimes you think that, you know, okay, I'm going to serve this person over here because they're so anointed. Don't serve that person, but serve the God in that person. You know, Elijah knew he was a mighty man of God. He knew he was a prophet of God. And he stand, amen, on that word because he knew God was going to take care of him. He wasn't worried about what Ahab and Jezebel and them were going to do because he was a mighty man of God. He said, go get them. Bring them on over here, amen. And I want to show them something. Now, here's what we're going to do, glory to God. He went on and he got them. They brought them all over there, amen. He wanted them. They brought them all to him, amen. Ahab, when he got them, brought them all over there. And so what he did, amen, glory to God. He said, okay, now y'all choose a bull. In other words, y'all choose a young bull. Glory to God. He got them choose whichever one they want to choose. He didn't tell them, well, you know, get this one over here, you know, because this is a fine one. Get this one over here. You know, God choose whomever he wants to at a certain time to do whatever it needs to be done. And so that's what he did. He said, come on, you know, and y'all choose a bull. And here's what you do. Go ahead, amen. And you can go ahead and you can cut him up and do what you need to do, amen. Place him over there, amen. They dug trenches around him, amen. And they cut him up and put him on there, glory to God. Now, here's what I want y'all to do. Amen. Y'all go ahead and y'all pray to Baal and see if he comes. Glory to God. So they start praying. They start jumping on the altars and they were praying. And he said they kept on praying. And then, he said, y'all get a little louder. Amen. He must be asleep. Glory to God. Don't you know when you pray to the Lord thy God, amen, as my Bible says, he never sleeps, amen, or not, he never slumbers. Glory to God. He's always on time, and he's always on point. So he told them, go ahead. Y'all go ahead, amen. Go ahead, amen. Keep praying. Pray a little louder, because he must be asleep, because he ain't answered y'all yet. Don't you know, amen, when you serve a true and a living God, amen, he gonna answer you. He may answer you through the television. Sometimes when you're watching Christian Soul, he may even come through a show or something, amen. He may even come when you're on the phone, amen, talking to somebody, amen, and then they start talking and they mess around and you whatever they say, amen, or something that you have been praying about. He can come through the radio. He can use somebody to bring the word to you, just like he used Elijah, glory to God. He can use you. That don't make you a prophet because God used you. But that just makes you a servant of the Most High God. He said, go ahead. Y'all pray a little louder. Amen. Glory to God. And Elijah began to make fun of them because as he was telling them to pray a little louder, they got a little louder. Oh, Baal, they were calling him down. But you know what? He still didn't answer. Glory to God. He didn't answer. But the God that we serve, amen, the mighty God. See, that was a little G God they served. You know, that little thing wasn't going to answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't even exist. It was just something, amen, that they trumped up, they dreamed up. It wasn't nothing, amen, but a figure of their imagination. Glory to God. Because it wasn't a true and a living God. And Elijah was making fun of them, but they said they was jumping around and they was praying, glory to God, and they started hooping and hollering. You know, sometimes when you go in places and you go in congregations, and sometimes the congregation is sitting there, and because they don't feel no anointing, they'll sit there. But once, amen, you know, they start hooping and hollering, and they start to spit, and they'll jump up, glory to God, and have not a clue what he's saying. Ain't that something? That's just the way it works. So after all that and all that, glory to God, then Elijah, amen, Elijah started. Glory to God. He said, now, I'm going to show y'all who God truly is. I ain't going to put no fire up under here. He didn't put no fire up under, glory to God. He cut up his bull, glory to God, and he laid it down, amen, stretched it out on the altar where he had built, glory to God. And what he did was he told him, pour some water on top of it, glory to God. Go ahead and pour some water on top, amen. Pour some water on that meat, glory to God. They poured water only one time, glory to God. He said, hold up, pour some more water up there on the top. I'm going to show y'all who God truly is. truly is. They poured some more water up there on the top. That was the second time, glory to God. He said, hold up, wait a minute. That ain't enough. Let's pour some more water up there. So he poured some more water up there. And as he poured the water on top, amen, glory to God, the water started to run down around in the trenches. My God, my God. So what Elijah started to pray, glory to God. Oh, my God. God rained fire, amen, from heaven, glory to God. That consumed, hallelujah. And it started to burn in the trenches, glory to God. And see, that's the kind of God we serve. Because the kind of God we serve, he don't give us an answer. Glory to God. I don't know who you're serving. I don't know if you're serving Buddha. I don't know who you're serving. Glory to God. But we serve a true God that will give us an answer. See, he rained down fire from heaven. And on this meat, glory to God, on this bull, glory to God, well, they were praying, but they didn't get an answer. Now, if you're in a place and you know it's a dry place, glory to God, you're about to get wet because the rain is coming. My God, my God. And when he got the rain, glory to God. When it rained down, glory to God, my God, my God. And it started to, the fire started to burn around in the trenches, my God. Can you imagine how their faces look? But what Elijah did next, he killed all those prophets. He killed those prophets, let me put it like this. He killed all those fake prophets, glory to God. Now, those were the fake prophets. Those were Jezebel and Ahab's prophets. He killed those men, glory to God. They had killed all of them except him. He was the only one that was left. So, see, he was left for a purpose. He was left to show them you can't get away. You make him run, you make him hide, but you can't get away, glory to God, from a true prophet. You can't get away from the living God, glory to God. Because when God sends someone out to do a job, they going to do it if he has to move you out of the way, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, he didn't have to fight. He didn't have to argue with them, glory to God. They didn't even know what he was going to do when he asked him to bring all of them over there to him, glory to God. He thought something great was going to happen, glory to God. See, Ahab didn't have a clue. See, understand, he didn't have a clue, glory to God. And when he brought them all over there, see, Elijah just killed them, glory to God. They had killed all of them but Elijah. My God, my God. And so as it went on, glory to God, Elijah, amen, he said, okay, now, hold up, wait a minute, glory to God. Now, you know, he said, okay, now, here we go. Amen, it's about to rain, glory to God. My God, my God. The rain is getting ready to fall, amen, glory to God. And so what he did was, my God, my God, he went up on the mountaintop, glory to God. And amen, he started to pray. He told me, and amen, glory to God. He prayed one time, and he said, look out, amen, and see what you see, huh? Oh, my God, the rain is getting ready to fall, good God Almighty. And he told him to look out again, hallelujah. It said in the word, hallelujah, that he prayed seven times. And when he told him to look out, they said, we don't see nothing because they're looking with their, they were looking, hallelujah, with the natural eye. When you look for God, you got to look with your spiritual eye, hallelujah. You know, you can say, Lord God, oh my God, Lord, I don't know if you did this or not because you ain't looking with the right eye. So they were looking with the wrong eye. So Elijah prayed down, he kneeled down, and he began to pray again. He said, look out, hallelujah, tell me what you see. Hallelujah, glory to God. They said, hold up, we see a fist forming in the clouds with God Almighty. The rain is about to fall, my God, my God, you about to get wet, my God, although you may have, hallelujah, you may have a season where you wasn't getting wet, you ain't had no rain, hallelujah, you ain't had no finances, hallelujah, you can't get a healing, you've been trying to fight every cat and dog, hallelujah, you've been trying to fight in every battle, good God Almighty, but the rain is about to fall, he gonna make your enemies your footstool, good God Almighty, hallelujah, and they said, look out over there, as we see, hallelujah, the fist is trying to form. Elijah, hallelujah, told Ahab, you better go on and get in your chariot and get to rolling, man, because it's about to rain. The rain is about to fall. Good God Almighty, they said in the word of God, Elijah took it, hallelujah, his garment, and he wrapped it up around him, hallelujah, and he started to run. He started to take off in front of Ahab. Good God Almighty, can you see him running off the abundance of rain was coming. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. You're about to get wet, hallelujah. My God, you couldn't get a prayer through because every time you get ready to pray, something was blocking your mind. God is about to rain, hallelujah. Good God Almighty, you won't be able, hallelujah, to get your prayer needs met now in the name of Jesus. No more hindering spirits right now in the name of Jesus. You're moving out to get wet, good God Almighty, because your rain is falling, hallelujah. whatever you need, hallelujah. You've been lacking in your household. You and your husband been lacking, hallelujah. You and your children been going lacking, good God Almighty. You're about to get some rain, hallelujah. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. Elijah took off and went to running. You better come on ahead and catch up, hallelujah. Hey, now, my God, because the rain, hallelujah, it came down. Can you imagine they hadn't had no rain, amen, until Elijah stepped on the scene, glory to God. You know, so many times you hear, you know, I know they're false prophets, amen. I know that, glory to God. There are false prophets. We know that, glory to God. But, you know, there are true and really true people, true men and women of God who love the Lord. There are true prophets also, glory to God. You can't let, amen, the experience that you have with the false one, amen, put the real ones in a pan with you, glory to God. You can't do that. You can't put them in the same boat, glory to God. You can't put Christian people, amen, you know, and they're always hearing, well, you know what, Christian people are like this, they're like that. Yes, glory to God. If they're like this and they like that and they ain't doing what God tell them to do, then they ain't true Christians. I'm just going to tell you like it is, glory to God. You can't do it, glory to God. Now, you see, Elijah was a true man of God. He was a true prophet. So you can't put everybody in the boat together, glory to God. Everybody don't swim in the same river, hallelujah. My God, my God. So you got to know the difference. That's why it's so important to pray and read the word of God. And if you don't think it's true, if you don't think, amen, that the person, amen, the prophet that you're under or with or whoever, then pray and ask God to show you. And pray and ask God to lead you. But stop putting everybody in a boat. There are some that can get a prayer need met. There are some that can get your prayer through, glory to God. There are some that can break some stuff out. Good God Almighty, glory to God. There are some, hallelujah, that don't fear the devil, glory to God. You know, because all you hear now, you say, okay, false prophets, and God ain't got no prophets, and you know, you don't need to believe in the prophets, you know, maybe you're missionaries, and glory to God, hallelujah. But there are prophets in the word of God, hallelujah. I just gave it to you, glory to God. Elijah, mighty man of God. Obadiah loved the Lord. Yes, he did. He said since he was a boy. But he was working for the wrong people. Glory to God. You can't serve two masters. Glory to God. Glory to God. So there are, amen, true people and true men and women of God. So when you read the word of God, understand it. That's all. He's not all about getting. Get an understanding of the word. Don't put everybody in a boat together. Because I know, amen, on Tuesday night they blow your socks off. Because some of the stuff that they say, they blow mine off, glory to God. And I'm on them, but my God, my God. So I know, glory to God, there are true men and women of God. There are true ministers. So don't put everybody in a bucket, you know. I hear too many people, you know, just downgrading Christians and downgrading to God's people, you know. Amen. You wonder why you don't get rained on. That's why you get rained. That's why you don't get rained. It's because you're going somewhere you shouldn't be. You're saying things that you shouldn't be saying. You know, God ain't slack concerning his promise. He said every promise is yea and amen. If he promised the abundance of rain, then you will get it. But what are you doing? What is coming out of your mouth? So many times you're sowing wrong seeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sow the right seeds, amen, out of your mouth. God, hallelujah. My God, my God. That's where it starts at. You know, you don't want to contaminate your seed. There is such thing as contamination. You know, you can see, amen, they've been on news and different stuff where they say this is contaminated. This is contaminated. You know, this is contaminated. You know, so you can't contaminate your seed, glory to God. Because if you put it out there in the atmosphere, and glory to God, and don't you know, amen, that they're ready for it. Well, you know what? She already don't believe. He already don't believe. So, amen, glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead on, and he said, I'm going to fix another trap for her. Glory to God. And he set you up, glory to God. So don't put everybody in a boat, glory to God. There are true men and women of God who want other people to be saved, who want people to be brought out, glory to God. Look at Elijah. Elijah was a mighty man of God, glory. He did just what God told him to do, glory to God. You know, God hid him for such a time. You know, God is hiding some of you for such a time, but you still won't come in because you like what you do. But, you know, this amen, we're going to roll with it, glory to God. But this is his last call, glory to God. I know for a couple of Sundays I have been saying, you know, God has been calling you. But I'm going to tell you what he said to me, amen, on this day. You know, this is your last call right here, glory to God. It ain't that he's giving up, amen, on you, glory to God. But he will give you a reprobate mind, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will. If you don't learn how to come on in and get in on what God wants you to be in on, you know, stop hanging on the outside. Stop hanging around people who aren't saved. Yes, you go and you minister to them. That's what you do, glory to God. But you can't walk with it. He said, how can two walk together except they agree? If they don't agree with what you're doing, they don't agree that you're in the ministry, if they don't agree that you are, amen, a woman of God, a minister, a prophet, amen, a teacher, preacher, whatever God wants you to be, then you can't walk with them, glory to God. You two got to agree, glory to God. Because if you say you're called, then amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the other ones say, you know, they're over here sinning and doing everything they're good enough to do. You can't walk with them, glory to God. You can't walk with them on this side. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to hear the call on today now. Glory to God. If you know that's you, you can inbox me, glory to God. Amen. But if you want prayer, you can go ahead and click on the one and I'll bring you in. So many times we get so shamed. We don't people want people to know, amen, that it's me, you know. I'm the one that God calling, amen. This ain't no time to be shamed, people. This ain't no time to be shamed. It's time to put the devil to the shame. Because as you can see everything that's going on and you can see the seasons are changing, you know, day by day everything is changing. So many things are happening in the world on today. So I wouldn't care who know it. Glory to God. Long as I got mine and long as I'm going to do what he called me to do, that's what you need to be aimed at. It doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. As long as you're doing what God called you to do, nothing else matters. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we serve a good God, and Elijah was a man of God, and he was a true man of God, and I know the rain is falling on you right now. Glory to God. You can feel the rain. You're getting wet. Glory to God. Ah, my God, my God. Oh, somebody's rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the rain. My God, my God. Well, I'm glad. Amen. Glory to God. God, the drought is over. My God, my God. Your drought is over. This is your season to walk. Amen. In who God is calling you to be. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. My God, my God. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. And I'm going to, I want to see, amen, if there's anyone who, amen, again, I'm going to ask one more time. Is there anyone who desires prayer on this day? Amen. Go ahead and press the one so I can bring you in. Amen. Come while the anointing is flowing. Amen. God is doing some great and mighty things. Amen. And you want to be a part of it. Come on in and be a part of it. Glory to God. Don't be ashamed. Ain't no time to be ashamed. Glory to God. Because I don't care who knows I serve the Lord, you know. Amen. It's okay, glory to God. It's okay if you never like me. It's okay. As long as I know he does, glory to God. And I'm doing what he calls me to do. It's okay, amen, if you don't ever give me a nickel. Glory to God. I know, amen, he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And I know he's going to cut me off some of them legs, glory to God. A leg of beef, amen, glory to God. So come on, glory to God. That's what we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed on one, so we're going to go ahead on. Amen. But I encourage you, amen. The ministry lane is coming up, amen, next. So I encourage you, amen, to make sure you go over and show her some love. You can go on Facebook and click on the number for her show. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't have it right here with me, but you can click on go on Facebook. Amen. Or you can inbox me in a few minutes if you need her number. Amen. And I will definitely get it to you so you can get online and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through her and hear how God is moving through her. Amen. Glory to God. Because, you know, he didn't just move here. He moved all the way from all the way from the from Moments in the Spirit all the way to on Tuesday night, all the way on Saturday, all the way Sunday, amen, all the way through midweek manna, for God is moving. So there's no reason to say you can't get a word, because God got a word for you, glory to God. Although he may not say your name, glory to God, but it's a word from the Lord, glory to God. So if you want to, you can inbox me, glory to God, or whatever, text me or whatever, and I will give you the number to Ministry Elaine's show. Amen. I don't ever like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. Say, repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent for everything that I did that wasn't like you, oh God. I repent, Lord God, and I believe, Lord God, that you died and rose, Lord God. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer in Christ Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh, my God, they are rejoicing to hear that you've given your life to Christ on this day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead on. Amen. And I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to give you all a little bit more time to rest. Amen. Glory to God. And if you have a prayer request on Ministry Elaine's show, I repeat, amen, you can inbox her and she will, amen, pray for you. It's an awesome, awesome word that's coming up on next. Amen, and the Spirit of the Lord is still moving on Sunday, amen. He ain't quit with me. He's still moving over on the next hour, power coming on at 6:30. Amen, glory to God, and I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And don't forget to tune in on Sunday at 6:30, and also tune in on Tuesday night for Apostle and Pastor, glory to God, where they will rock the devil's world. They'll make him get back and behave. Amen, and we'll see you here on next Sunday. Amen.